Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. I'm John, and
I'm Milo.
And together,
I am Milo.
So, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. Beautiful day today. Did you get to go outside and run around?
No, not really.
It was a nice day to get out. So I think springtime is coming, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So let's get started. Our first thing we always talk about is the Dublin Youth Athletic League. You played football. We talked about that. You had a great experience doing that. Youth sports is something I encourage all kids to get involved in, no matter what it is. It could be anything, extracurricular, sports, music, dancing, theater, anything. It's all cool. Get involved in it. So Milo likes to play basketball, so he's on the Dublin Youth Athletic Cavs. And tell us how last week went.
It went good. We lost by 3, but we still got donuts, so.
Dude, any day, it's a good day if you get donuts. I will have to agree with that. So we appreciate. So I know that your coach was stressing sportsmanship and keeping your heads in the game, and she said you guys did that. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, days are going to come and go, I mean, as far as the wins and losses, but you learn a lot of really good lessons playing sports, and one is dignity, and when things don't go your way, you still shake the opponent's hands, you tell them good game, and you prepare for the next game, and you try to improve on that. And what are some of the things, Milo, what are some of the things that the Cavs did well? Did good.
Rebounding.
That's good. How was your shooting?
Good.
Defense.
We could do better.
Yeah. And that's always, no matter who you're watching, whether you're watching high school basketball or, you know, Ohio State University men's or women's basketball or the Cleveland Cavaliers, that's something every day. Because you can always get better at defense. It's hard. And people just don't, like if you were going to go out to the park today and shoot, you would play basketball. You would shoot hoops, but you probably wouldn't play defense unless you're playing one-on-one with somebody. it's very, you know, it's a skill. It's something that you have to work on. So, you know, you lost by three. You gave it a good game. You had good sportsmanship. You learned some lessons. I think that's a very successful game.
Yeah.
Need a cough drop or something?
Yeah.
How about next week? Who do you play?
We play the Celtics. Yeah.
That's good. That's cool. The Celtics and the Cavs. You haven't played them before because you told me you'd only play every team once, so that's good.
Yeah.
I had to get a drink. Okay, so the Dublin Youth Athletic Cavs are playing the Celtics next week. Are you gonna sign up for baseball?
Maybe, I'm not sure, probably not.
Well, it might be a good idea, but you know, baseball's a great game. It's a hard game.
Yeah.
As hard as you get. I mean, football is more physical, but baseball's pretty hard. Difficult.
Very hard.
Okay. So let's go on to the NFL. We have a big game coming up this Sunday, 6:30. They call it the Super Bowl, my friend, and it is between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Now, last week, you and Graydon made your picks, and you picked the Chiefs, and Graydon picked 49ers. I picked the Chiefs. Are you still good with your pick? You picked the score to be, you picked 34-32, the Chiefs over the 49ers. I picked the score would be low because a lot of times in games like this, the coaches are very conservative, meaning that they're not going to take a lot of chances. If they can run the ball, they're going to run the ball, try to establish a line of scrimmage, and try to do but in this situation, I would have to – who do you think is the best quarterback, Patrick Mahomes or Brock Purdy?
Patrick Mahomes all day.
All day long, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I right now I would agree with that, and I think the Chiefs are going to put a lot of pressure on Purdy. They're gonna come after him, and you really can't do that to Patrick Mahomes. He's a big guy, and he's smart, and he's really really accurate, and he doesn't turn the ball over much. So I would have to give the quarterback. I would have to give that to Mahomes. Outside of that, I think it should be a pretty good game. I think that's probably what everyone's looking for. It's just a good game. Because if it gets lopsided, people will stop watching it. I don't think it'll get lopsided by the 49ers, but if the Chiefs could win by a couple of touchdowns. I have them winning by 10. But we'll see. It should be a good game. So you've got the Chiefs. Graydon picked the 49ers. I picked the Chiefs. I guess there's just right now a lot of things going on in the NFL with coaches. People are hiring coaches and getting ready for next year. And I'm picking the Cincinnati Bengals to win the Super Bowl next year. Do you hear that? You heard that here, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
All right, are you with me?
Sure.
I really think they will. Joe Burrow's got to stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, they can win it. But he's been hurt the last couple of years, so. Oh well. All right, so we are. We've about halfway through the show, and I think we'll take a music break, and then we'll be back and we'll talk about, there's one team that we follow that's red hot. There's one team that we follow that is stone cold. They can't win. The other team can't lose. We'll tell you who that's going to be in just a minute.
And then take time.
And what's that?
And then taste time.
Okay. We'll take a music break. And you're listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. And we'll be right back after this.
It's much too groovy a summer's day to waste running round in the city. But here on the sand, I can dream away, or look at the girls if they're pretty. It's a turn-down day, nothing on my mind. It's a turn-down day, and I dig it.
And you're back with It's Sports Time with John and Milo. We do this on Thursdays at 6:30, sometimes it's 5:30, but lately it's been 6:30. And we really appreciate you joining and listening in. We love to talk sports. We like to give our opinions on things. And one of the things that I will give my opinion on is the Ohio State University men's basketball team. They played Tuesday night. They're in the Big Ten, right? So they have lost 5 games in a row. They've lost 8 out of 9. They were playing the University of Indiana, the Hoosiers, which used to be a really good game between the two. I don't know if you watched it, Milo, but Ohio State had an 18-point lead and lost the game 76-73. It was disappointing. All the way around for all the people that came out to watch the game, the players that put forth the effort. And it's kind of disappointing when you see a team with, you know, average. It's not great potential, but they do have average potential. They don't have the best team in the Big Ten. They don't even have they're not even close to it. But sometimes in a basketball team, you can play with heart and you can win a lot of games. Playing good defense, Milo, playing, you know, getting good shots. passing the ball around. That's something that Ohio State seems to have forgotten, that you can actually pass the ball. You don't have to dribble it. You can pass it. Anyway, 18-point lead. They lost it 76-73, lost their eighth game out of nine. They have a game this Saturday at 4 o'clock. They play the Maryland Terrapins. Maryland is actually – they're not having that great of a season. They're 13-10, and they are 11th in the Big Ten. So this is a winnable game. They actually – the game against Indiana was a winnable game. So what do you think? I guess there's a couple things. When you look at Ohio State and you look at the team, I'm still a fan, win or lose, right? No matter what they do, I'm a fan of the team. I'm just thinking, what has to happen for them to be more competitive and win a couple of games and get their confidence back? What are some of the things that you think the Ohio State men's basketball team needs to do, Milo, to win a couple games?
Get a new head coach.
Get a new head. Ooh, you see, you said it. I didn't. I would have to agree with you. I've said that the last two or three years. I have nothing against Chris Olmert.
Yeah.
I don't know the guy. He seems like a really nice guy. He's won everywhere he's been. He's done a good job. He was a Big Ten Coach of the Year the first year he coached at Ohio State. But I think basically he's having trouble in the Big Ten. And maybe he would be really good in some of the other conferences out there, some of the other leagues out there. The Big Ten's different. When you play in the Big Ten, you have 6'8", 6'9", kids that can rebound, and then they can jump out and shoot the threes. They can pass the ball. Very athletic at that size. If you have undersized or even oversized guys that can't keep up with that, you're going to have trouble. And what a lot of teams are doing against Ohio State is they're making the defense collapse. So they're moving the ball around. They're getting the ball inside. The Buckeyes collapse. They get the ball out really quick to the three-point shooters. And by the time they get back out, the shot's already up. So they got to really work on their perimeter defense. But I would think they would know that by now. I'm not quite sure why they do that. But you're right. I think they need to look at that and figure maybe sometimes jobs aren't a really good fit for either the employer or the employee. At this point, I was disappointed to see them drop that game to Indiana because they had that game. You're up 18 points.
No, they're headed in the bag.
You should be able to maintain that. I'm not saying you can add to it or take. You should be able to maintain that. That's what they didn't do. They just, you know, kind of got lazy, and they started not playing their game. And anywho, so that's my feeling on the Ohio State University men's basketball team. Let's see what they do with Maryland. But I think the season is pretty much over at this point. I think they have eight more games. Eight more games left. And they play Maryland at home, which is winnable. Then they go to Wisconsin, which is going to be tough. Then they have Purdue at home. That's going to be tough. They're the number two team in the country. Then they go to Minneapolis, go to Michigan State. They have Nebraska and Michigan at home. And then they end up the Big Ten regular season at Rutgers. So they should be able to win five of those games. I don't know, buddy, if they're going to, but they should be. I would think they should be. They should beat Maryland. They should beat Minnesota. They should beat. They should beat Michigan State, but they won't because it's at Michigan State and they're just coached too well. They should beat Nebraska at home. And they should beat Rutgers on the road. So they got Michigan at home. Michigan's having a bad year. They should be able to pull that off. But I've been watching Ohio State basketball since I can remember. A little guy sitting with my dad, sitting in the living room watching the Buckeyes. And so it's kind of something I'll do no matter what the record is. But anywho, let's move on from there. So we have we go from the Pits of Ohio State to a really happy time in the NBA. Our Cleveland Cavaliers, buddy, are kicking butt and taking names. They are currently number one in the Central League, in the Eastern Central League. They're 33-16. They play the Nets tonight, the Brooklyn Nets. John Dunbar, who listens to this show and is a person that I play his music. He's a musician on John Talk Radio. He's going to the game in Brooklyn, and he's going to said he might be the only Cavs fan there, but he's going to cheer on the Cavs. So that's cool. Go, John. Go, Cavs.
Let's go.
So we have the Cavaliers at 33-16. It just take a short time to go how they've been doing. They've won every game in February, so they won four in February. I think they lost in January. They lost two games. So they're on. Oh yeah. So they're playing great, and they got Evan Mobley back, and he's Jared Allen and him are just dominating in the paint. Donovan Mitchell. You've got everybody is just playing unselfish, and really Darius Garland's back. Caris LeVert, who's a Central Ohio guy, we're all always for him, playing great. Max Strus is playing really good. Dean Wade is playing good. So the whole team is just right where they need to be. If they keep playing like this, Milo, they could win the Eastern Division, and they could go far off, far into the playoffs. So let's hope that happens. What do you think? What do you think the Cavs will do? You think they'll do pretty good?
I think they're going to go to the NBA Finals and play the Golden State Warriors and defeat them and win the NBA Finals.
you kind of forgot about a team called the Denver Nuggets.
They're not going back this year. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you don't want to forget them. Okay, so
you forgot a person called the three-point Timothy Jones IV. Stephen Dell Curry.
Yeah, he's good. I like him, too. He's a good player. All right, so we've got to the point where it's our my favorite part of the show because I get to eat.
Same.
It's the
love you.
It's taste test with John and Milo. So I'm going to go first tonight, okay? We talked about this last week. I've got in front of me a bag of Funyuns Flaming Hot Onion Flavored Rings. I haven't had these before. It's been a while since I've had Funyuns, but let's go ahead and open this up. Let's open this bad boy up. Okay. Bless you. Bless you, my friend. Ooh, take a smell. A little hot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is Funyuns Flaming Hot Onion Flavored Rings. Here we go.
Ooh, nice crunch.
Mmm. Kind of like a really hot Cheeto. Let's take another one. I like them. I take these downstairs and Grandma gives her opinion of them too. She's liked them all so far. I like them. A little bit of heat in it. Yeah. I like when my lips are on fire. Okay, so I'm gonna say for a snack, if you're watching a Super Bowl and you want a snack, buddy, get you a bag of Flamin' Hot Onion Flavored Funyuns. 8 out of 10. You got anything this week?
All right. Yep. So I went to the gas station today, and I got Doritos, Dementia, chili limon.
Ooh, chili limon. I love those.
Whoa, we got a big smell.
Ooh, wee. Get a good
spicy
smell.
All right.
Yeah.
Check one. Here we go. Ooh, I got a big one. Here we go. Three, two, one. Oh, my gosh.
My heart.
Oh, yes.
Limon. Chili limon. You're getting a drink of water. Say that's the worst thing
okay,
you can
do. These are.
So, how hot are they?
10.
Ooh, 10 out of 10. So, your flavor test, you're giving it a 10 out of 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they? What were they again?
Doritos, Dementia, chili lemon.
Ooh, 10 out of 10, man. That can't get better than that. So, if you're looking for some snacks for the Super Bowl, get you some Doritos, chili limon, hot as fire. And some fun
to kill your lungs for the rest of the year.
Take out your taste buds.
Spicy. Yeah, man. They're so tasty.
Okay.
I can't resist another one.
That's why I was eating while you were doing yours. Funyuns are good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're now into the part of the show which keeps getting worse and worse with my jokes. I'll go ahead and start off. It's joke time with John and Milo. Since we did talk about Patrick Mahomes, why did Patrick Mahomes bring string to the Super Bowl? Why did Patrick Mahomes bring a ball of string to the Super Bowl?
Why?
He wanted to tie the score.
Oh, to tie the score.
Tie the score. Why was Cinderella, I think we've said this on a couple times on the show, but I couldn't find any more football ones. Why was Cinderella a lousy football player? Why was Cinderella a lousy football
Because she was afraid of the ball.
No. Because her coach was a pumpkin.
Oh!
Cinderella's coach, because coach could be like a wagon. She had a wagon made out of a pumpkin, but it's also a coach. Her coach was a pumpkin. That's why she was lousy. Why did the football player wear glasses on the football field? Oh, why don't the football players? Okay, let me get this right. Why don't football players wear glasses on the football field? Why don't football players wear glasses on the football field?
Because they have visors.
Because it's a contact sport. Contacts are instead of glasses. Okay.
Yeah.
My last joke of the night, thank God. It's where do football players go when they need a uniform? What state in the United States do the football players go to when they need to buy a uniform?
New Jersey.
You got it. You got it. All right. You got any?
Yeah, I got some. I got two. So I got these. My mom asked people for this on Snapchat, so some of these are horrible.
Okay.
All of them are, actually, to be clear. What do you call a pile of cats?
What do you call a pile of cat?
Of cats.
I don't know what.
A mutrain.
A what?
A meowton. a mountain.
Oh, a pile of cats is a mountain. Okay, I get it. That is bad.
It's not that
funny. Oh, I'm going mountain climbing. Okay, what's your next one?
What's an egg's favorite vacation spot? What's egg's favorite vacation spot?
I don't know what.
New York City,
because it's an egg. Where does an egg go for his vacation?
Yeah.
New York City. I like that. That's a good one. It's better than mine.
Okay,
so
this
you
one
win
makes.
The... Okay, you got another one.
This one makes no common sense. This one makes no common sense.
Okay.
What did the man I say when the refrigerator door was opened? Close the door. I'm dressing.
I like that. I like the way you said that, too. You put a lot of emphasis on that. Close the door. I'm dressing. Got it. Good. Is that all? Is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank everybody that listens and tell your friends about the show. And we love doing it. And everybody have a great Super Bowl. Have fun. Get some snacks. Get some Funyuns and some Doritos out. Have a good time watching that, and go Cavs. And what did the wide receiver say to the football? Catch you later.